Hello, and welcome to THC, Talking Higher Consciousness, your weekly dialogue about all things consciousness. I'm your host, Jericho Spitz, and I welcome you to embark on this dialogue with me about today's topic, which is forgiveness. What's up, Dom? What up, DJ? I see you joined the show. Thanks for showing up. Appreciate you, brother. Today's topic is forgiveness, and we are going to get kind of deep because, I don't know, there's a few people in my personal life, and then I've been seeing some things online, especially today, about forgiveness and how this shows up in our lives and how it should show up in more people's lives because it seems that when we're not able to forgive, when people don't understand that not being able to forgive just allows for toxicity to come into our lives and really do some damage, it makes it somewhat of an important issue to discuss. So I invite you all to call into the phone line, which I'm going to post in the comments right now. Numbers 312-834-3420. And if you'd like to make your voice heard on the THC show, then please call in 312-834-3420 and share your thoughts with the rest of the group. For those of you who are not aware, we are at thethcshow.com. That will take you to the Anchor page, anchor.fm page, where you can listen to all of the previous podcasts on various platforms from Google Podcasts, Breaker, Spotify. We're on a lot of different platforms where you can check out the podcast if you're not able to tune into the live show. But I do. Hey, Beth, how you doing? Thanks for joining the show. I do want to also invite the listeners and also the members of the THC group. Hey, what's up, TK? How you feeling? Thanks for joining the show. I do want to invite the members of the group to invite any of your own friends or family members who you feel would be interested in joining the dialogue we're having here about higher consciousness, or who would just like to, who you think may benefit from or might be interested in some of the posts that we post in the group that, you know, that span a wide variety of topics. Mostly we try to keep, you know, most of what's posted in this group consciousness related. But as with any group, you know, there's always going to be fringe subjects that get posted and some things that are loosely related. And, you know, as long as anyone doesn't try to promote something that, you know, is totally, totally off topic or disrespectful or anything, then, you know, we'll try to, I try to approve most posts that people post, but some people do try to use this group as a marketplace and post their things for sale and whatnot. And I just want to make it, everyone in the group aware that that's not what this group is for. This group is not for selling things. It's for having a dialogue, a public ongoing dialogue about all things consciousness related. So if you have anything consciousness related to add to the group, please, I mean, I'm begging you, please, please post articles, opinions, anything you've written, art, anything you want to share that is consciousness related, please post it to this group because, you know, we're all in this together, and we're all here to share in our own and in everybody's growth towards higher consciousness. We're all rising towards the light. So anything any of you have to share that will help any or all of us move towards the light, please share it in the group. That being said, let's see, the group, I'm sorry, not the group, but the subject for today's show, the topic for today's show is forgiveness. And we can also talk about other things during the show and touch on other topics. And I mean, we can move all over the place like we usually do on some of these episodes, but I want to at least start the show off talking about forgiveness, because there's been some things I saw in the media today and also things that are going on in my own personal life with family members and friends that I want to address. And forgiveness is the main focus of some of these issues that I want to discuss right now. Once again, the number that to call in is 312-834-3420. It is in the comments. So if anybody wants to have your voice heard on the show or want to join in the conversation vocally, please call the number. Phone line is open. You're welcome to, become a part of the show's history, because all of our episodes are posted on YouTube as well as on anchor.fm, which is where we host the audio version of our podcast that will forever be available on almost, all of the major podcast platforms. Now, YouTube is doing a lot of weird stuff that is making me wonder about the future of THC being on YouTube, because anybody that says anything, and Facebook as well, there are a lot of news articles out right now that are discussing Facebook and YouTube's decision to start banning channels and videos and ads and posts that are vaccine related. There is a lot about vaccines that the public doesn't know about. There's a lot of misinformation about vaccines that the public doesn't know about. And it seems that they don't want the public to know about things. Now, everybody knows that there's a lot of fake news sites. Okay, we get it. But there are a lot of legitimate alternative, not so mainstream news sites that also have journalists that are worth their weight in gold, that do their own research, that don't publish fake news, but they're getting banned under the guise of it's fake news because they are coming up with opinions and conclusions based on their research that go against what our handlers, if you will, want the public to perceive. And perception is really what it's all about here. If your perception can be controlled, then it will be. And so that's why my first admonishment to everyone in this group and everyone that I ever meet in my life is to do your own research. I do a lot of research. I've been reading since I was a child, and I've read the Bible so many times. I've read so many different ancient scriptures. I've been studying my whole life, and that's led me into a whole plethora of research on everything. But guess what? I'm still a flawed human just like you. And my opinion is my opinion. And I don't take anything anyone says at face value as the truth until I research it for myself and confirm, to the best of my ability what's being said. And I advise you to do the same thing. And with anything that I say, no matter how true it sounds, I mean, and no matter how much you trust me and trust my research and trust my ability to be a critical thinker with what I'm reading, please go and do your own research. Please, anything that you hear me talk about on this podcast, on this show, like, please go and do a little bit of research on your own. Go and spend an hour or two getting on startpage.com if you don't want your searches to be saved like Google does, or get on Google or any search engine and start to verify some of the things that we're talking about out here. And then you'll know that when Facebook starts to ban vaccine-related posts, you'll understand why. See, I'm not an expert, I guess, you know, on anything, but I will say that I believe that I've read more and researched more about vaccines than most people, because I have a daughter who at age one was a perfectly normal kid, was talking already, was very, very intelligent, very articulate, would look you dead in the eye. Every time you were talking to her, she was there. And then one day she got four shots at for at age one. And the next day, she stopped talking. She stopped looking at us. She would not look you in the eye. You could be in your, her face waving your hands and she'd be looking off like this right here. And you would be like, what did you guys do to my kid? And that led on a, you know, 15 years of research, 14 years of research that I've been doing on vaccines and on nutrition and on a whole lot of other health related things, just because I wanted to know what they did to my child. And that led me into finding out some things that, you know, I wasn't so happy to find out, you know. And a lot of people, a lot of people, this is a very touchy issue for a lot of people, and people get very, very, hey, what's up, Adam? Thanks for joining the show. People get very heated about the vaccine issue. And the reason why is because when people like me who have been affected or have had children affected by the vaccine issue say something like, vaccines are bad, that's kind of like a misnomer. It shouldn't be stated that way, because vaccine technology is not bad. Vaccine technology is smart. If the vaccines are not being adulterated with poison or toxic chemicals or anything else. If you were to go to Africa where malaria is present, prevalent, it's very, very, you would learn quick by talking to people that people die from malaria when they're not immune to it, or exposed to lesser strains of malaria, such as what you would receive in a vaccine. You would receive a strain of malaria that won't kill you, but will make you sick. And you have to deal with that sickness in order to build up the immunity to the higher strains of malaria that will kill you. And so the technology and the concept of what vaccines are for makes a lot of sense. It's not that vaccine technology is bad. That would be stupid for anyone to say. So please don't anyone ever mistake my anti-vaccine activism as being synonymous with vaccines being bogus technology, because it's not. Vaccines applied correctly are very, very wise. And I do think that vaccines are necessary when you are being exposed to such things like malaria. I wouldn't want to go to Africa myself without being exposed to a lesser strain of malaria before having some mosquito with full-blown malaria, you know, virus in it bite me. And then, you know, now I'm exposed to, you know, something that could kill me. That being said, there is, I believe, a eugenics program in place. Do I believe that the Gates Foundation might be propagating some of this? I believe they might be. I believe they're involved in it. I think there's a lot going on with the whole vaccine agenda that we're not aware of. But here's what I do know. I do know that thimerosal, which may not be in vaccines as much as prevalently as it used to be, but I do know that when my daughter was given the vaccines that caused her to have autism, there was thimerosal, which is ethyl mercury, in those vaccines. Now, here's what happened with that. Hey, what's up, Tim? What's up, Joel? Thank you guys for joining, man. This topic is forgiveness. I see Stefan, my nephew. What's up, man? Thank y'all for joining the show. The topic of the show today is forgiveness, but right now we're just getting on a little sidetrack about vaccines, and then we're going to get into forgiveness. But what I was getting at was that I don't want people to take my anti-vaccine activism as meaning that vaccines are not good technology. You should get vaccines, but only if you are sure that the vaccines don't contain mercury, thimerosal. And they say that, oh, they don't put thimerosal in vaccines anymore, but the record is showing that there are still vaccines with thimerosal in them. Now, here's what most people don't know, and this is why the thimerosal issue is so important. If thimerosal is patented by and owned by a company called Eli Lilly, George W. Bush's father, George Bush, sat on the board of this company. He was the chairman of the board of this company. Dick Cheney owns stock in this company. This company received immunity from lawsuits stemming from autism and a clause in the Homeland Security bill. Does that make sense to you? What does Homeland Security have to do with the president's father's company receiving immunity from a toxic metal that they're shooting in children? It makes no sense whatsoever. That alone made me want to study this more and find out what was happening. And I'm gonna leave it at that. I don't want to talk about this and drill the vaccine issue down everybody's throat, but what I want to say is that now there is conclusive 100% on the CDC website, cdc.gov. Go to Google and type in site:cdc.gov/MRC-5. If you type that in Google, it's going to search for MRC-5 only on the site cdc.gov. All of the results you receive will come from the Center for Disease Control's website, which is a government agency that is in control and that is that we trust to dictate policy, law, etc. regarding vaccines and regarding disease. Now, that being said, what is MRC5? MRC-5 is something that all vaccines today currently possess, and it is aborted fetus tissue from a white male who died in the 60s. A baby that was murdered in the 60s is having his aborted fetus tissue added to every vaccine today. This isn't something that's a conspiracy theory that weirdos on the internet are talking about on the fringe websites. This is at the CDC, the Center for Disease Control's website. They're admitting this openly. So I'm going to leave it at that. Google this for yourself. Do some research and find out what they're shooting in your children before you allow them to shoot aborted fetus tissue into your child. And not only that, the aborted fetus tissue they're shooting into your child has the genetic disposition for many types of cancers. I believe that this is being shot into children and to us to cause cancer, because cancer is a multi-billion, billions and billions and billions of dollars are spent fighting cancer every year. And what's causing it? What caused the cancer boom out of nowhere when it used to be 1 in 100 people had cancer? Now like 1 in 2 or 3 people have cancer in their lifetime. What in the hell is going on? Something's wrong. And that may be the answer. Google MRC-5 and see what you come up with. Don't trust anything that I say. Please do your own research before you go and allow them to shoot something into your child that could cause your child to have health issues in the future. And flu vaccines that adults get, same thing. It's got MRC-5 in it. Please go Google this. I'm going to leave it at that. So anyway, I want to first of all thank everybody who did join the show tonight so far. Thank you so much. I already posted the number in the comments, and it is 312-834-3420. So feel free to call in, hit the phone line if anybody wants to join the conversation. Tonight's topic is forgiveness, and we are going to talk about forgiveness because forgiveness is a very important topic, and here's why. I'm not going to really go into names, but there's somebody in my family that has been holding on to anger for a long time. And I won't go into details because I don't want anyone to feel like I'm picking on them or trying to expose them or anything like that. But I've noticed that it's causing health issues. Not that it's causing health issues for the person, but the person is having health issues. And I am very well aware of how anger and stress and negative emotion can cause dis-ease. A friend of mine, Joanna, she's actually, I don't know if she's watching the show right now, but she's in this group and she usually watches the show. But she posted an article earlier on Facebook that was a news article talking about how trauma can cause mental dis-ease as well as physical dis-ease. Now, trauma can be a lot of different things. And a lot of people have been traumatized as adults, but even more people have been traumatized as children. I have many friends and relatives who have been traumatized as children. And some of these people have been traumatized by sexual abuse, and some by physical abuse, and some by simply verbal abuse, because a lot of parents don't realize the effects that screaming and yelling and saying very derogatory things can have on the mind of a developing brain. Before your child is even 4 years old, which is about the time that a brain is fully developed, the things that are said to a child 4 years old and under stick and matter a lot more than things that you would say to someone who's 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 years old. A 15-year-old child that you say, hey, you're a dumbass, maybe they, you know, won't be affected as much by that because they've lived a lot more. They see the world a lot differently, and they know that maybe you're just angry and you don't mean to direct it at them. But a 3-year-old child or a 4-year-old child that you call stupid, or you call dumb, or you make feel worthless, can go through the rest of their lives experiencing repercussions from that traumatic, abusive statement that you make to them. And if it's on a regular basis and they're hearing it all the time, I'm gonna leave it up to you to do the math on that one. But long story short, what I want to get at is that regardless of the trauma that you experience as a child, or even as a younger adult, or, you know, you're not responsible for what your children, for what your parents do. But you are, as an adult, responsible to fix you. That's no one else's job. That's your job. So I'm saying this to say that forgiveness is the topic of today's show, because I'm learning and I've seen and experienced that a lot of people do not know how to forgive. And a lot of people don't really understand what forgiveness is. Excuse me. Hey, what's up, Illy D? That's my boy. What's up? Oh, wow, man, is that one? That's my boyfriend, man, Jules, I grew up with, man. He used to be one of my best friends, man. I ain't seen him in a long time. Thanks for joining the show. I see Rich Martinez joining the show. What's up, brother, man? Hey, good. I'm glad all y'all here, man, joining the discussion. If anybody feels the need to join in and hear that, make their voice heard, or has anything they want to say on the air, feel free to call. And the phone line is open, and the number is 312-834-3420. The topic of the show today is forgiveness. And to continue what I was saying, a lot of people do not seem to know exactly what forgiveness is and what it means. People seem to think that you only forgive someone who deserves forgiveness. But see, that perspective tends to indicate that you believe that the forgiving is for them. And the forgiving someone has not really much to do with them at all. Forgiveness is for you. Forgiveness is releasing you from the toxic poison of hate, the toxic poison of blame, the toxic poison of the box that not being able to forgive keeps you locked into. Eating you up inside and causing you negative emotion, which, like stated in the article that was posted by Joanna earlier, can cause physical and mental illness. You can become physically ill from negative emotion, from holding in trauma. So that being said, the need to forgive not just people from your past when you were a child that caused trauma, but every single person who has ever done anything negative to you, you have to forgive them for you, not them. Ask them. They don't even have to exist in our world anymore. But that trauma from that negative emotion can still be lingering and causing problems for your life. It's like a demon that is infecting your life and can make you ill. So, that being said, it's paramount to learn how to move past anger, resentment, jealousy, hate, envy, all of these negative emotions that stem from people doing us wrong. Because as someone who has always been a generous person, who most of my life I made plenty of money and I just threw it away at friends and people around me. I just blew money on so many different people, you know. And that kind of person will generate a lot of people who don't mean me well, who don't mean them well. You know, you'll attract a lot of takers with a generous mentality. And that's okay, you know, because if I didn't have it to give, then you wouldn't have it to take. So long story short, you have to forgive the takers. And it's not about them deserving the forgiveness, which everyone does, because you deserve forgiveness when you fuck up, right? But long story short, I spent a great deal of time being taken from. I've had people steal from me. I've had people, you know, steal large amounts of money from me. And I guess maybe at the time, I probably be one of them dead, you know? But I'm really glad that I'm in a place now where I filter people a lot more energy-wise before I allow people to get close enough to even be able to steal from me. But looking back into the past when I didn't, the people that did steal from me, I blamed them. I blamed them for, you know, me not being where I wanted to be shortly thereafter. I blame them stealing from me for a plethora of things, like why I couldn't succeed. And I blame that. And I use that blame almost as a way to sabotage my progress. And looking back now, I look at how the anger I held inside for some of these people was becoming toxic for me. And it wasn't until I was able to move past that, and regardless of never seeing them again, because I wouldn't allow them into my life in the first place, but regardless of whether or not they deserved the forgiveness or asked for the forgiveness, which most of them didn't because they were too ashamed to even look at me or be in my presence, but regardless of whether they deserved it or not, forgiving them was about me releasing the anger, me releasing the resentment, me releasing the poison, the toxicity that would cause me disease, illness, if I did not release it. Does that make sense? I mean, just say yes if you follow me in the comments. Put a yes in the comments if you're following me on this right here. And then, oh man, what up, Spo? How you feeling, baby? Good to see you, brother, man. Thanks for joining the show. But anyway, I just want to talk about forgiveness, because for those of us who are unaware of how necessary forgiveness is for our own health, for our own well-being, I'd like to expound on this dialogue about this a little bit. Let's talk about ways that we can get over the past and forgive people. We have to forgive our parents for the mistakes that they made. We have to forgive, you know, I mean, for those of us who have children, we understand that parents make mistakes. And sometimes parents do things negatively on purpose. You have to forgive them too. Because like I said, you know, it's not your fault. It's not your, you know, you're not culpable for what was done to you as a child. But you know what? Once you've grown, it is your duty and your duty alone to repair that, to rectify it, to fix it so you can move on with your life and become the god or goddess that you manifested in this reality to be or to become. Now, that being said, I'm going to say the phone number one more time, 312-834-3420. Anybody that wants to call into the show, give your thoughts about what I've been talking about forgiveness so far, or even if anybody, you know, wants to talk about anything else, feel free to call in. Anything relating to higher consciousness, you're welcome to bring that topic to the show and let's discuss it. We're having an open dialogue here with everybody, and I would appreciate any comments in the comment section or any phone calls to talk about anything that's on anybody's mind with regard to higher consciousness. That's what this show is for. That's what this podcast is for. That's what this group is for. I advise all of you to please invite to the group anyone in your family, friends list, anybody that you know would appreciate being involved in a topic, and I'm sorry, in an ongoing dialogue about higher consciousness, because that's what our goal, that's what our common goal is. Our common goal is to rise, to become a light being like this gentleman here, you know? And that is us, that's all of us. But I mean, it's a process to overcome all of the programming that we grow up with, and the media and Hollywood and education system and, you know, just culture in general, piles on top of who we are. I believe that everyone who is born is love. When you are born into this world as a baby, I believe that there's love in your heart. Your spirit is love. And it's up to you or family and all of the different influences in your life on the way growing up that determine what kind of programming gets piled on top of that love. You know, and it took me, I mean, literally 30 years. It took me 30 years before I realized and remembered who I was and that I'm loved. And then the last 13 or 14, almost 14 years or so, that I've been unraveling all that programming and peeling off all the layers of garbage programming that culture, music, movies, all of these different programming avenues piled so much garbage on top of the love that I am, that I forgot who I was for a long time, like a lot of you have, and like a lot of our friends and family have. And that's what this is all about. This is all about helping us to remember who we are and figure out how we're going to get back to who we are. How did we manifest here to a family that we chose, that we were hoping would help us to remember who we were and who we are and why we came here, you know? Like, this is what this topic, this dialogue is all about. This dialogue, talking higher consciousness, is all about us gaining higher consciousness and remembering who we are. We are all here to help. We're all love. And if you don't remember that, then that's why you're in this group. So any questions related to how you can raise yourself up higher? That's what this is for. Please feel free. Call in. Let's talk. You know, and I ain't saying I got all the answers, but somebody in this group might have the answer to your question if I don't. You know, I got my own questions to ask, you know, and I'm always going to be exploring the, you know, various topics on the show until I can't do this anymore. I'm always going to be here asking the hard questions that the media is scared to talk about, that TV is scared to talk about, that movies are scared to talk about. I'm here to talk about the things that our handlers, our masters, don't want us to talk about. They don't want us to know. They don't want us to know that we're light beings and that we can heal ourselves and that we don't need big pharma. They don't want us to know that we don't need money. We don't need a money system. They don't want us to understand that there was a system in place on this planet called Ubuntu that was a global system where everyone helped. We were a unit together. And there was no money. We don't need money to run a civilization, because money, well, they say the love of money is the root of all evil, but it's really the fear of not having money that is the root of all evil. And I think that not having a cashless, not just cashless, but having a money-free society that's based on universal love, that's where I see humanity evolving to. And yeah, we got a long way to go, but we also have a lot of help, and love is the key. So that's the first place for me to focus on, and I'm going to continue focusing on that. And I appreciate all of my friends and family, everybody that, you know, appreciates my efforts for that and supports me on that. And, you know, especially all of you that's listening right now, you know, that's joining into this live show. I just appreciate all of y'all for being here. I appreciate all of y'all for all of the you know, the camaraderie we've had over the years and all of the growth we've had together. You know, I just want to thank all of y'all for being a part of my journey. and allowing me to be a part of yours. So that being said, forgiveness is real, you know, and you have to do that. You have to forgive. Because if you don't forgive, then that forgiveness is going to eat you up. So I hope that I see that the person that I really want to hear this topic about forgiveness is not listening right now. But I'm really hoping they go back and listen to the podcast later and really get to hear this. Because you can only hold anger in for so long before it manifests as a disease. And, you know, you end up getting mad at somebody and not being able to forgive them, and you end up holding on to that anger and that hurt. And the person that you're angry at, the person you're holding in this anger towards, has went on with their life. They're not even thinking about you. They're not even thinking about what they did to you. It's not even on the table on their mind anymore. But yet you're still being, you know, eaten alive by something that happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20, 30, 40, 50. I know people that are mad about something that happened 50 years ago, and it's still eating them up. And I just hope and pray that we all learn the power of forgiveness, and we all learn why, in fact, Yahshua or Jesus recommended that we learn how to forgive, that we learn how to turn the other cheek. Does that mean let somebody come up and smack you in the face and not defend yourself? No, that would be stupid. We're talking about when someone does you wrong, it's over with, you're not being attacked, you're safe, you're okay, but the wrong has been done. There's no need to retaliate, because guess what? Karma is real. And when you do something negative or positive, it's going to come back to you. There's not a rock you can go hide under and run from. You can go to another planet. You can go to another dimension. Karma is going to find you, because you are God. And guess what? Only God can judge you. Only God can judge you. And you are the God that will judge you once you hit the other side. Now, that may not make sense to people who haven't been to the other side. But let me see who's listening here. Illy. I know Illy been to the other side. Illy knows. Holler if you hear me, man. When you go to the other side, you know, the first thing that people say happens when you go to the other side is your life flashes before you. And that's a very, very misleading statement, I feel, to people who have never been to the other side. They think that it's just like a flash of light. Oh, you know, a light flashed before me. No. Let me explain what happened to me the first time I went to the other side, so you can have an understanding of what's going to happen when you die or go to the other side before death, when there's ways to do that. Ayahuasca. So when I first went to the other side, I had to relive my entire life from before birth, choosing my parents, conception, 9 months in the womb, being born, living every single second of my entire life. I was 30 years old the first time this happened, and I had to relive all 30 years of my entire life in real time, second by second. Every thought that I ever thought in my life, not just the actions that I took, but the thoughts that I thought while I lived my life, I had to review from a higher state of awareness, from the perspective of God, from the perspective of the watcher outside of ego, watching my ego live my life and judging it. That's what you're going to have to experience when you go to the other side. And there's no running from it. And I can promise you this, with my past up until 30 years old, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty. I've done a lot of negative things in my past, and I mean, it wasn't pretty. Let's just say, you know what, if you lived a life anything like mine, you're going to probably come out of it crying, bawling, very, very sorry for what you've done to not only people, but to yourself. I mean, man, it got ugly. It got ugly. But I will say this, there's definitely a benefit to going to the other side in this lifetime before dying, and being able to come back and start repairing the damage before you die. they say that heaven and hell is on earth, and you know what? Heaven and hell isn't here. Because all this outside of you is all in here. Quantum physics has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that the entire universe is inside your consciousness. And this point where your pineal gland sits is the center of your universe. And your universe is not the same as my universe. My universe starts here, and yours starts right in your pineal gland. So I recommend paying attention to karma. Forgiving people so that the anger doesn't kill you, and making sure that you don't put out negative energy yourself so that you don't continue to face repercussions from negative karma, and start repairing the karma that you already have. All of the people that you've ever done anything negative to, everyone you've ever lied to or stolen from or assaulted or even thought a negative thought about, try to fix it. Because when you do make it to the other side, all of that good that you did trying to fix it won't be in vain. I promise you that. So forgive. And then after you've forgiven everyone else, turn inside and forgive you. Because don't you deserve forgiveness? You know how many people have done things, mistakes, made mistakes, you know, and suffer daily because they are not able to forgive themselves? Why don't you deserve forgiveness like everyone else? If Jesus says you deserve forgiveness, if he said everyone else deserves forgiveness, then maybe you should put some serious thought into what it would take to forgive yourself for the mistakes you've made in the past. I assure you that no matter what your mistakes were, you've not made any more mistakes or any less mistakes than anybody in this group. We've all made mistakes. And every one of us deserves to be forgiven for our mistakes, no matter what the mistake was, no matter what it was, no matter how big or how small. Everyone deserves to be forgiven. So if you are harboring anger and resentment at yourself for a mistake that you made in the past that may have put you in the situation you're in right now, and you're not happy because of that, the first step in rectifying the entire situation is to forgive yourself. Acknowledge that, hey, I messed up. Guess what, though? The person who messed up is dead, because that was in the past. And that person who was alive then, however long ago it was, yesterday, 10 days ago, 10 years ago, 50 years ago, that person no longer exists. Every 7 days, every cell in your body has been, you know, has died and been replaced with another cell. You're an entirely new individual every 7 days or less. So you're a new being. So start being who you want to be and let the past go. You got to forgive yourself. You got to forgive yourself, and you got to forgive other people. Because if you don't, you're harboring negative emotion. Google how negative emotion causes illness, physical and mental illness, because you are not in control of the emotions that you're feeling. And you have every ability that everyone else has to control your emotion. You do not have to feel negative emotion. That is a choice. And while you may not feel like it's a choice, and I know a lot of people who have battles with depression and battles with a lot of things like that, and they swear up and down that they don't have a choice, you might not have a choice about what the universe throws at you. You might not have a choice in what life presents you with. You might not have a choice in what people do to you, but how you feel about it is all your choice.